This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. My corporate earnings calendar, yes, I have one. It tells me that it's retailers week this week. Yesterday it was Target and Home Depot. Today it was Walmart and Macy's. And the takeaway, so far anyway, has been pretty consistent. Consumers are getting a little more cautious, pulling back on discretionary items, buying mostly essentials, as Sam Fields reported for us yesterday. Retailers also, though, have been giving us a look at their costs, how much they're spending on inventory and labor and logistics. And the takeaway there is not consistent at all. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, whether retailers' costs are rising or falling very much depends on which retailer we are talking about.
Some parts of the retail business have gotten cheaper lately, like moving merchandise around, says Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University.
Contract prices for dry van truckload shipments, that's going to be what most retailers are moving their freight with, those have declined over 20% year over year.
Miller says those lower freight costs help everybody. But some retailers have made their own investments in supply chains to bring down their costs even more.
Many of the retailers, Walmart's a good example, have dramatically expanded the size of their private fleets, so they're handling more of their own deliveries themselves.
Plus, many of the products that certain retailers sell are costing them less, says Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
So Walmart mentioned this morning, they've seen a drop-off in dairy prices, egg prices, chicken prices.
But other costs for retailers remain high. A big one is wages. Yarbrough says take Home Depot, for example. Earlier this year,
Home Depot came out and mentioned they were going to invest $1 billion in wages and benefits for their employees. And so that's going to be a headwind, right? Because it's a higher expense.
But the timing of wage hikes matters too. Mickey Chata at Moody's says Target, for instance, didn't see a big jump in costs last quarter, in part because it started raising wages to attractive levels a while ago.
A lot of the employees, their wages are pretty competitive. And so they don't need to do a lot more incremental increase in wages as well.
Going forward, the real determining factor of whether retailers will be able to lower their costs is how much inventory they have on hand, says Brian Eshelman, managing director at Alex Partners.
Those that potentially have excess inventory are having to spend more on markdowns.
Eshelman says retailers with too much inventory will have to bear the cost of discounting throughout the holiday season. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.